and welcome to another episode of The Orphic. My name is Alyssa. I'm an astrophysicist. I have my PhD, and I do research on the intersection of science and spirituality, trying to understand how the universe works from a conscious, energetic perspective. So please give me a follow on Instagram at interdimensional.astrophysics. Hey.
Hey, and I'm Michaela with Mariposa Moonchild on Instagram. I work with energy medicine and shadow alchemy, as well as have mentorship programs. And I want to be a part of the ripple effect of healing that's happening across the planet right now.
Yeah. All right. So let's start this episode by taking some grounding breaths just to get some more, just to get more present in our bodies. So Michaela, lead us off.
Okay. I invite you to close your eyes if you're able to. Just taking a moment to just ground in and really get present with our bodies, becoming aware of our bodies, becoming aware of our awareness within our bodies, feeling into if there's a space where there's a little bit extra tension or just tension in the body. Feeling into that space and asking what would be nourishing to this part of the body. And also feeling into the spaces that feel good too. So I invite you to take a few deep cleansing breaths here. Start with a big, big breath in, filling your lungs all the way up to the top, as much as your lungs will allow, and pausing here. And opening the mouth and releasing. Another deep breath in, filling the lungs all the way up, and pausing at the top. Letting it go. Another deep breath in, filling the lungs all the way up. Pausing at the top. Hold for as long as you can. Let it go. And just stay here a moment, being present and with your body, being still. And when you're ready, just slowly and gently bring yourself back into the space.
Lovely. All right, so this episode is Vegas part two. And I hope you guys enjoy some more of our story time in Vegas. And yeah. We'll be right back.
Alyssa and I had a little bit of a different experience because Alyssa was also, she tried her second pill of MDMA for the weekend, and she was having a really, really great time, which I'm happy for her. That's exactly what she should be doing. But she was just kind of like going with the flow in my own as world. Like I was trying to deal with what was actually going on. So you were in a great position, really. But anyway, so we got there. I had a friend who lived in Vegas who told me to get a hold of this promoter. I got this. This was their promoter. And just like right from the beginning, first of all, we just seen a lot of people like walking into the club in like casual clothes, which is like really minor. But like it definitely added to the overall experience, in my opinion. So it's like the marquee that we were at the night before, I thought was very high end, like very bougie, very like luxury. Like, I don't think you would have got let into that place in street clothes or like definitely not like ripped denim shorts and Birkenstocks. Yeah. And we've seen a lot of people walking by like wearing that, which was like, that's like super, super minor. But they did say that they had a dress code and then they like just like weren't enforcing it. And like, I think.
Yeah. See, I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice that at the second one. But yeah, like, yeah, I mean, I guess that is what it was. But yeah, it adds to the experience when everyone is just dressed to the nines.
It adds to the experience. And like if you go online, they said they had a dress code, which was like nice clothes, like club wear. They had a big sign out front that said they had a dress code, and there was like so many people walking by that were like not even like I mean, I think they weren't even close. Like they were wearing like ripped denim and like I said, Birkenstocks or just like ball caps and whatever, which is like, again, it's like so minor, but like, I do think it's a thing. Like you know, you say you have a dress code and you're not enforcing it. And when it's like, it's not just like a one-off, like I felt like it was 50-50. Like I thought like 50% of the people were in club wear and 50% were in like, just came off the street. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, ate an ice cream cone, was at the campground kind of shit. So like, I do think when you're in Vegas, that can kind of like cheapen the experience, but like, it's like, whatever, it's not the end of the day. But that was just kind of like the first like mental note going into the evening that I took. Then we're in line. Our promoter, it's kind of funny because I feel like a lot of this like kind of like flew under the radar for you. So I feel like maybe I'm like retelling you the story of this went.
Yeah, you are.
Which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I also love that for Alyssa that she was in that.
Well, but in line, I wasn't. I hadn't taken it yet.
Fair.
But
anyways, in line, we were waiting for the promoter. And when I said her name at the front, it kind of sounded like the guy that was there, it kind of looked like he was trying to look for us. Like, I don't know if we were really like on the list. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened there. And then he was like, well, who was your promoter? And I said, and then he like went up to the desk behind and like found him and was like asking him about it. But then like the guy who's supposed to be our promoter like screamed at this other guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are you screaming? Like, yeah. So that, first of all, I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But just, you know, still in a, like, very optimistic, like, whoa, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So they finally came back. They let us in. And I think, so this is, like, the thing. They take us into this club, which is a very nice club. Like you were saying, like, the screens that they had in there, and we'll get to the little UFO thingy.
I'm obsessed.
Like, very, very cool. Like, they had these really big screens and screens on the roof that, like, moved up and down. Yeah. So, like, that part of it was very cool. But so here, promoter brings us in. He sits us down at this, like, fucking very nice table. Like, this table is huge.
Like, on the dance floor, like, practically, right?
It's like on the dance floor. Like, we're right in front of the stage, pretty much, like kind of like to the side, but like right in front of the stage of where like Illenium would be. So I think, first of all, we get there and we're hyped. Like, we're pumped up. We're like, holy fuck. Like, this is where we're going to be for the whole night. Like, this is awesome. And that's how I felt. And I'm also like, I'm going to be so close to Illenium. And like, we're going to be like right here, and they have these big screens, and like, cause like in the marquee, we're still in a great spot, but we're a little bit like at the back. Like, we definitely weren't like way on kind of backside. Like, we weren't like on the dance floor, like right in front of him.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. But yeah, so it was like right on the dance floor. It's like right up front in front of these big screens. It's big. We're like so excited. We can't believe we're sitting here. We're so pumped for like the night ahead. Okay. And then so also with this, with the table, we got like a bottle again. And like the first night, I didn't drink any of the bottle. I didn't have any of it. Mm-hmm. And the second night, I noticed right away, like they had the bottle sitting there and like some of you guys were having some drinks and stuff. And then I just like noticed the bottle service girls and like the busser boys, like they were like very much watching us as to of how much we drank. Really? Like I just like from the beginning, I noticed that they were like very much like aware and analyzing, like watching how much we would drink, to the point where they were coming up to the table and they would grab our drinks to see how much we were drinking. Really? And then like, yeah. And then like, I also noticed that the bartender would like make shots about everything and like would try to give them to everyone, which is fine. But I felt from the very beginning, like this pressure to drink, which like I didn't like that. And then, also all of a sudden there's two other girls in the table with us, which is fine. But it's just like,
I'm like, all right, them.
Yeah. There's two other girls with us, which is like fine, but like we didn't know that that was gonna happen.
Yeah, that was a little.
And bizarre. Now they're in with us, and now like the bartender's getting them to drink the bottle, which in like my mind again is fine because like I'm not drinking it. But then all of a sudden there was two other girls, and it was just kind of like it felt like this was something that we weren't really aware of.
It wasn't what we expected.
It wasn't what we had expected. And I was fine with the other girls being there. They were very lovely. They were very sweet, but there wasn't, we didn't know that that was going to happen. And again, this was still very minor, but it was kind of like, I felt like they were watching us to see how much of this bottle we were drinking. And then they were adding girls in there to finish the bottle. And like I'd said, and I'd already felt the pressure multiple times from the bartenders to drink. Like there was a time where I did a shot and I really didn't want to, and that's on me. She didn't make me do it. Mm-hmm. I did it. Like that's my choice, and like that's also a boundary lesson for me to not do it. But I did feel the pressure from the bartenders or like the bottle service girls to drink, and I really didn't like that vibe. Yeah. Like it was like a vibe, it was an energetic thing, because like the night before we had such a great experience. So I think the contrast of that, it's like I never felt that pressure or like that feeling at all. And then so anyways, the night's going on, these other girls are added to our table, and it's like whatever, it's a big table, so it's like, yeah, we'll have fun with all of us. And then we get told by the bottle service girl, well, she tells my friend that they're actually moving us, and they're like essentially kicking us out of this table.
And this was like half an hour later. Well, it was, because
it was
that
not
was
that
when,
long.
It was like when my MDMA kicked in, which was a quick half an hour.
Well, I don't actually know how long it was in, but it didn't seem like it was that long.
It was
long.
Definitely like 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, it wasn't that
it
long.
It wasn't long.
And so she's saying, and so we're like, what the fuck do you mean you're kicking us out? And they're like, yeah, like somebody bought this table, so like you guys are gonna have to leave. And like, I get it. It's Vegas. I know how they work, like to a certain degree. Like I get it. Like somebody buys the table and like we just came in and like got comped on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just And my experience was like the way they went about it, because there was no transparency with the promoter or with any of them up until this point that this is what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And this is the part that really frustrated me. And this is also what my friend was trying to say to the promoter and the bottle service girl, is we didn't know that going in. Mm-hmm. So like I think it was just such a let down to be placed at this amazing table, and we get so optimistic. Yeah. Where we're like, oh my god, like we're gonna have such a fun night here, like look where we're at, like we're so pumped. And then to be like, you guys have to leave. And it felt like we were just being like kicked to the curb, like we don't care where you go, get out. And then and so And it kind of went back and forth because, for one, it's loud in there. I'm trying to talk to the promoter and the bottle service girl. Mm-hmm. So was my friend. Mm-hmm. Because there was also, because at first, actually, I think it came across as you guys, like, we're kicking you out, or like you have to leave this table because you're not buying anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought.
And that's when my friend's like, well, we'll buy another bottle. Like, they were planning on it anyways. The other girls wanted to buy another bottle. And like, I do get that to a certain extent, how they want you to be buying things. But then she was like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, you're still leaving. And so, like, that kind of put a bad taste in my mouth because I'm like, we got there. We had however many girls. We had a bottle comped, which, like, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to putting, like, the pressure on the drinking, and then she was like, you know, like, you guys aren't buying anything. It's like, but we were barely even there. Like, I feel like we walked in and she asked me if we wanted waters or Red Bulls. And I said, no, not yet. And like you said, we weren't there for very long. No. And they're like, you're not buying anything. And I'm like, what did they want us to buy? Yeah. We had a bottle of vodka in front of us between all of us girls. Like, if we all drink this super quickly, it's not going to be good. Like, and then they added more girls, so it got drank quicker. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, for one, I'm not interested in drinking. I get this is a club. I get they want people to buy things, but you don't know someone's situation. You don't know if somebody's sober. You don't know whatever. And I don't think, maybe some people feel differently about this, but I don't think because you're sober or because you choose not to drink that you shouldn't be allowed to go to a club or have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I think I just, like, felt that energy from right off the bat. But then, like, that's what I mean. Also, it's like, I'm like, what did you, like, right off the very bat want us to buy? Because I feel like we barely got a second. And then even when my friend was like, we'll buy another bottle. And it's like, if that's not good enough, like, how much alcohol do we need to drink? Because it would not have been safe for all of us girls to consume that however much alcohol they wanted us to buy, like, right there in that moment. Like, you know, there wasn't even a moment for, like, the night to continue on.
Yeah.
But anyways, it is Vegas. So, like, I get the idea of, okay, if somebody else comes and buys the table and we're letting these girls in for free, that's how it can work. I've never experienced that before in Vegas. I've had really good experiences at being let in for tables, and just treated really well, that I'd never experienced that. But I think it was a lack of transparency. Because again, if we would have known that up front, or if the promoter would have, like, said, we would have, like, since this was my bachelorette and we're going to a Selenium, then this would be a conversation us girls would have had before we got there, before we got to Vegas, of this is going to happen. We're probably going to be kicked out of our table at 11 o'clock or whatever it is. Do we all want to buy a table and split it? And maybe we can buy a table and split it for $100 or $200 each, or we would have, you know, make that choice to do that because it was my bachelorette.
Yeah.
But since we didn't know that was going to happen to us, we never got the chance to do that. You couldn't buy one at that point. And I think it was just very much the feeling of, like, we're being kicked out. Like, I felt very unwelcome. And I also felt the energy of, like, the service girls change when they realized we weren't, like, literally, like, one after the other buying a drink, even though we already had a bottle that we needed to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just didn't like that. Like, I found that her attitude right away changed, like, just, like, the way she was greeting us, the way she was treating us. And I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the promoter was kind of like, well, somebody bought the table and blah, 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 blah. And then it was kind of like this thing where he's like, well, just see if like, the people that bought the table, just see if they want girls and maybe we can put you back in here. And it was kind of this. And he was already... he was very worked up and definitely strung out, I think, on his, like, own substances. But, like we said, that's a personal choice. But he was, like, very worked up from, like, talking to me, trying to, like, place us somewhere. And then I was kind of like, well, because at first it was kind of like, we'll put you in another table. And I was like, okay, sure. But then it's like he didn't really actually have a table to put us. Like, I felt like he was kind of just trying to tell us that to just, like,
to just
move us along and get us out of there. And then so we were kind of like, no, like, where are you going to put us? Like, we weren't just walking away. Because the other frustrating thing at this point is the club is packed. Like, it's so packed now because they've been letting people in. They also oversold the place, in my opinion. Like, I think it was way too packed. Like, it was unsafely packed. Mm-hmm. And at this point, too, so now you kick us, we've been here, you kick us out of the table. Where are we going to go?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have anywhere to go. Like, we're not going to get on the dance floor's already packed. Because, you know, sometimes if we would have been maybe on guest list and we didn't have a table, we would have came in earlier at whatever time, and we could have like probably found ourselves a spot kind of in the club and kind mm-hmm. of like stayed there, you know, like a couple girls maybe leave, but someone's kind of staying there, you know, and like kind of yeah. holding down yeah. that spot, or like you would kind of find that somewhere in the club. Now it's like packed, and we have six of us that have to move around, and like I do mean packed. Yeah. Packed.
Oh, it like, was packed. Oh, at one packed. Point I couldn't even like go to the bathroom because it was like there was a sea of people.
Exactly, which is like not okay. No. Like that was not the experience the night before. Like, of course, like you and I briefly went on the dance floor the night before, and the dance floor was pretty packed, oh, but not yeah, the overall. Yeah, we did very briefly, but not the overall venue where you can't get to and from a destination. You can't get to the bathroom and in and out. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So, and it was like that. So it's also like, where are we supposed to go at this point either? And I was just feeling bummed because I like kind of felt like we were fucked. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, we're here for my bachelorette. I got all of us girls in for this. And now, like, are we going to get kicked out and have nowhere to go? Because when I looked around, like, there was a sea of people way to the back. Like, yeah. it was just so many people. Yeah. And I'm like, are we even going to be able to see the show? Like, I honestly thought that we might end up leaving because it was going to suck. Mm-hmm. So I was feeling...
Okay, now I understand. Okay, I think in my mind, well, you know, like we said before, how we were in two different realities when this was going on. Oh, we were. Because my pill was kicking in, like, in the heat, in the peak. I was extremely hyped up, like, in the peak of all of this drama with the seating. I thought that what was going on was that it was, like, guaranteed that they were just, like, gonna move us to another table. I think that for a while, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, they're just gonna move us to a different table. Or, like, I kind of just thought that they were definitely gonna take care of us. I definitely didn't go down the path of, like, are we gonna maybe leave? So that gives me more context for, like, the level. I mean, obviously, already I understand why it was stressful for you. But that definitely, like, if it's running through your mind, that's like, we might have to leave. And, like, you might not get to see this DJ that you love. Like... Yeah.
Well, that, and also then where are we going to go? And like, I felt responsible for all of you guys and for you guys having a good night. And I think the promoter was trying to string me along and kind of tell us, because he could tell that he knew that I wasn't happy. And my other friend, who's being quite outspoken about it, and I really appreciated her support in that.
She was good.
He could tell we weren't happy, but I think he was kind of stringing us along. To be like, no, like, I'm going to put you somewhere. And then we kind of weren't leaving, being like, no, okay, fine. Where are you going to put us? And he's like,
right.
And then he kept telling me, like, I'm working on it. And then he would, like, leave. But we were kind of just standing on the outside because I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, where do you want us to go? And so he'd kind of keep coming back and be like, oh, I'm working on it, Michaela, like, whatever. But I think he was really just hoping we were going to fuck off because, to be honest, I think that's what usually happens is the girls are probably like, okay. And then they just... Mm-hmm. go.
He's done this a million times. This exact same thing.
He met his match today.
Mm-hmm.
Alejandro. So then, since he can tell, like, I'm upset and we're not leaving, because that's what I'm also looking around being like, where are we gonna go? He was like, just stand in this table for now. And they also, like, got us up and, like, kicked us out of our table, like, so quickly. Because I remember, like, me and my other friend were talking about, like, us tipping the bottle service girl that was there, and we were going to, and in retrospect, just because of some of the treatment of the, we were going to, but they got us up and, like, pushed us out so quick, we literally didn't have a chance. It was just, like, everything was, like, left there from whatever we had, and it was, like, just, like, get out. So I just, like, didn't like that feeling either. Like, it just felt like a very, like, unwelcomed feeling, like, because it's no secret that Vegas likes to get girls into their clubs because, like, good-looking girls, because then that's how the guys come in. That's why the guys buy the tables and, like, they buy whatever. And, like, I do get that piece of it, but I also think a lot of Vegas clubs treat the women really nicely because of that. And I didn't feel like I was treated good in that situation. It just didn't feel good. But anyways, they got us up and pushed us over, and he said, okay, go just stand in this table for now, basically. And I was like, okay. So we stand in this next table, which was probably one of, if not the best table.
The best table in the place. It was the best table. It was in the middle. It was like front and center.
It was front and center at the back of the dance floor, which was not far from like the main stage and the DJ and everything. Like it was, yeah, it was an awesome, awesome location. But this is early in the night, and he's telling us just like stand here and wait, basically. So I'm like, okay. And right off the bat, we had this. So this is a new bottle service girl that came and was like waiting on us. And I don't know why, but from the very beginning, she just didn't really like us that much. Seems to be a trend. Like she wouldn't really look at us or talk to us, but she also was kind of giving off. And this again, this whole story is my experience. But she was kind of like giving off these vibes that she was also like annoyed with us, that I think maybe we weren't buying anything, but she also never once asked if we wanted anything. Like, I don't know. The vibe with her right off the bat was like, okay. And of course, and we're also not buying anything right now because we just got kicked out of our table and we're wondering where the fuck we're even going to go right now. But also this lady also never once asked us like, oh, do you guys need anything? Like it was just like the vibe was off. So we're kind of standing there wondering what we're going to do, but we're also in a good position because we're at this like good table. And then the promoter comes over again and he's talking to me and he's like, okay, the guys who bought this table are coming in and they say that they do want girls, but you can't be here now. So I just want all of you guys to just go stand over there on the side and just see if they want you.
Yeah. Like a piece of meat.
That's how I felt.
Like, yeah, they just had us like stand at the side and they're like, if you make enough eyes at these guys in this table, like you have to get yourself, you have to earn your way in, you have to get invited.
No, he didn't even say that, but he was trying to kind of sell it.
Well, that's what the situation was.
That was the situation, but that wasn't what he was trying to make it sound like to me, like you will be back in the table with these guys. But just go over there and kind of stand there first. And so like the level of just like definitely felt degraded.
Yeah.
I was just like, ooh, okay. But still, but I'm still also determined to have a good night. So so we kind of get pushed to the side of this table. And this is also where it's just like the venue itself was very cool with the screens and stuff, but it was not designed well because they had this tiny dance floor with big tables completely surrounding it. And then to get into the dance floor area and these tables were these tiny bottleneck pathways.
Ramps. Like a few ramps that were narrowish.
Yeah. Then they were narrow and they were like paths. And I really don't think anyone was supposed to be on them. I think you were either supposed to be in the dance floor or behind the tables. I think only like the servers and the staff are supposed to be going in and out of those to the tables. But he pushed us in, like the promoter told us to go stand there. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess. Like thinking maybe we just have to for a little bit. Like, I don't really know. I'm trying to just like kind of go along with it and like make the best of it. But now we're like, we're in this narrow section in between the dance floor and these tables. And we're in the way of the servers, but this is where we were told to stand. And it's so crammed and there's people coming in and out of tables and servers trying to go past. And also the servers are like pushing us, like, which was so weird compared to the night before. Because the night before the servers and like the busser boys were so nice and they would literally gently put their hand like on our shoulder and ask us to move. And they were so sweet and so nice. And And then, like, these girls were, like, shoving us. Like, one of my friends literally got, like, pushed from the back by a server. Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't recall the shoving thing, but I was also still peeking at that point.
You were, like, respectfully with love a little bit on a different planet, which is fine. And we were just in a different, which is fine. You were probably having the best time because you were just, like, along for the ride of no matter what happened.
I literally, like, we kept on getting moved, and I was just like, all right, I'm just dancing.
Totally. And I was in a different headspace of, like, processing what's happening, trying to figure it out, like, also feeling responsible for everyone. It was just, like, a different, like, headspace.
Yeah. No, but I totally, like, get that.
You're definitely where you want to be in that situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, like, the one server, like, pushes my friend, and then she comes back again, and she, like, told one of my friends, she's just, like, you guys need to move. And my friend was very bold, and I appreciate her for this, and was like, your promoter put us in this position. He told us to stand here, so thank him. And this is also the same server who was already kind of giving that vibe earlier in that table that we'd got pushed aside from.
Yeah.
So anyways, we had a quick little debrief, the six of us, and we said, we're going to turn this around. I don't care what it takes, ladies. We're getting in that fucking table.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. It was just, we were like, all right, let's do some dancing.
I had a couple of thoughts because part of me is like, I do feel like a piece of meat right now. Like, stand over there and see if they want you. Like, that didn't feel good. But then the other piece of me was like, I don't care what it takes. I'm making it happen that we get in there and all these girls are having a good night. Like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
And so that was the plan, was to figure it out to get in there. And, like, by this time, like, and I know the promoter was like, oh, just, like, you can come back in with them later. But he didn't give a shit. He just wanted us pushed out so he could deal with his table. And he didn't really give a fuck where we went. And so that was also the moment when we were in that narrow passageway trying to dance, getting stomped on, like,
yeah.
I mean, and you go to a club, you obviously get, like, a little bit stomped on, like, you're signing up for this, but this was, like, really bad. And getting pushed around by the servers, and, like, I'm still trying to dance and have a good time, and it was like, okay, send the vibes next door to these boys. We got to figure out how to get in there. And then and so this was earlier, or when this was also the moment where I was like, fuck, do we just leave? Because I was like, and then where I was kind of like getting in my head, like, what are we going to do? Because I'm like, clearly this guy doesn't have another table for us. We're packed. We can't even get onto the dance floor. Like, there's nowhere for us to go. Dancing in this little narrow spot is terrible. Like, we can't do this all night. Like, I can do it for a little bit, but we can't do it all night. And that's kind of where my mind was going, where I'm like, we might just end up leaving tonight because I don't know how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, ding, 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 our friend Gina pulled through.
Yes, Gina.
Our friend pulled through. And all of a sudden she's like being ushered into the table and she turns and is like, come on guys. And I'm like, okay, great. So I like come with her.
Yes.
And then like the bouncer, so three of us walk in and he shuts the fucking thing behind me. And I like look at him and I'm like, excuse me. And he's like, only you three. And I'm like, yeah, right, like I'll be fucking damned, sir. And so I'm like, well, no, they're my friends, like they're coming in with us. And he was like, no, only you three. And I was like, oh god. So I was like, so I turned, so like we have just gotten into this table, so I like turned to the guy next to me, just this like little sweetheart. And he seemed really quiet.
Like, it was a bachelor party, by the way. The guys that were in that table. It was a bachelor party.
So I turned to him and I'm like, hi, my name's Michaela. Thank you so much for having us in here. I really appreciate it. Can my friends please come in with us? And he's like, yes, of course. And so like I turned to the bouncer and I'm like, they can come in. And he's like, I need to hear it from him, even though he's standing like right there, like in our conversation. Crazy. So I'm like, and I like turn back again and I'm like, can you please tell this guy that they're allowed in? And then he turns, he's like, they can come in. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, fucking right. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, we're in
I was
here.
In, Yeah, I was in the second half. I was in the second half of the three people that...
Well, especially too, because, we're on either side of the thing, and I'm looking at you guys, and I remember one of my friends, too, being like, it's fine, you guys just go, we'll figure it out. And in my head, I was like, immediately, no. I was like, there is no other option than all of us coming in here. We are not splitting up for the night. This is not happening. We are all getting in here. And then I was like, it's also not going to be that hard.
It wound up being extremely easy. It was literally can we come in? Yes. Okay. Then you have to tell.
I know. But at the moment, it felt like another roadblock for me. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. No, it definitely, no. It was a jump scare. It was a certified jump scare at first. Because I was like, oh my God, I didn't know the rules. I also was on a different planet, so.
But, right. You were just, kind of a little along for the ride in the back of the train at that point.
I was.
So anyways, so the nice gentleman said everyone could come in, which was great. And then I'm kind of like surreal moment. I'm like, we're in, we're fucking in. Yes. I'm so excited. And it was kind of packed in the table at this point because we'd been there for a while, kind of working it and trying to dance. But there were some other girls up front. And then we came in and I was like, I'm making myself comfortable. I was like, how's it going, boys? What's up? I'm introducing myself. I'm like, how's it going? We got to win these guys over. And even going into it, I was super pumped we got this table. I was like, fucking rights. We're in a really good position. But in the back of my head, I still had this feeling where I'm like, what are we going to have to put up with now a little bit? Far as the guys, because I didn't know, because you never know what you're going to get in a situation like that. So I'm like, are we going to have to put up with a little bit of, I don't even know what the word is, but I think you know what I mean.
The guys being a little forward or whatever, I don't know.
Just not being cool. Are we going to have to put up with, are they going to want to, grab us or I don't want to say grab, but are they gonna kind of come on to us really strongly and kind of want that basically in the back of my head I'm like, are we now are we in a table with a bunch of guys who are just trying to fuck? Because in a place like that, the percentage of that happening is not non-zero. Likely.
It's non-zero.
Exactly. So I was really pumped that we got on the table, because I was like, regardless, we're making the best of this, because how can we not at this point? But also in the back of my head, I'm like, are we as girls now gonna have to put up with some shit in this situation? And I was so pleasantly surprised that these guys were so cool and they were so nice.
Yeah.
And because going into it, I didn't know.
How would we know?
Yeah. I'm just laughing at my one.
And you were. What?
Just my one friend, who she's not straight, but she's like, I'll be straight tonight if I need to be. Oh,
did she say that? Yeah, she did. I didn't know she said that. That's
love
funny.
That energy.
There was a guy that was coming on to her.
A little bit, but
a little bit. Not aggressively at all.
No, just, yeah.
Just dancing.
And then there was the one guy who was into Gina, which was the reason that we got in the first place. And they were having a little moment, but very mutual and a fun little
mutual.
Flirty time. And besides that, it was everyone was so cool. And eventually.
Yeah, you were making good friends with the guy, with the bachelor, with the guy who was his bachelor party. The groom, yes.
Mm-hmm. And eventually...
You guys were chatting.
Yeah, we were chatting quite a bit. There was a couple other girls that were up front, and they ended up leaving. So then it was, just us six and all of these guys. And then, and then so someone asked them what they were celebrating, and they said it was a bachelor party, and then they're like, oh, we're celebrating a bachelorette too, this is our bride, and I was like, hey, and then so then I chatted with the group, I'm like, what's up, and then me, I'm such a softie, I'm like, are you excited for your wedding, when are you getting married, I'm like, what's your favorite thing about your fiancé,
asking them. I saw you,
but whatever, he loved it.
He was really cool.
Yeah, and then I'm also they're being cool and nice, and I think later in the night the groom told me that most of the guys, except for two or three, were tied down, he said, or had girlfriends or wives. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. So they were just looking to just chill, which is could not have been better that way. And then also we get in there and I'm kind of realizing the reality of holy fuck, these guys have a lot of money. Like,
oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Like, well, first off, to buy that, to be able to buy that table. Wait, how much do you think that table was?
$20,000, probably. What? 10 to 20 would be my guess. 10 to 20, I don't know for sure, but that would be my guess.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I think probably 20 when we went and looked the next day, but I don't know for sure. So right off the bat, they've bought that table, and also, and the other piece of it too, it's just like, this was like an oasis in the desert. Like, we needed this respite because I know, like, because like we're dabbling, we're on the D floor. My mouth was fucking dry as shit. Like, I needed a drink or some type of water so fucking bad. And I think we all felt that way, but we weren't leaving because of the situation that we were put in. So then to be able to walk in, and now these guys have this table with these bottles and stuff. And I see
there's water.
And so, like, I asked him, I was like, can I please have a water? And he was so nice. He was like, help yourself to whatever you want. Your friends can have whatever you want. So I started, like, passing out waters to the girlies because I'm like, we need some fucking waters up in here. And so that was great. And it was also good. And then it put me in a really good position because now I'm like, I don't feel pressured to drink. I can just have my water and I can just be in peace and just fucking dance and enjoy this show because Elenium is right in front of us and we're in like the best fucking spot. And so and all of us girls so too. Yeah, it was awesome. We're like up on like the back seat of the of the table too. And we're just like dancing. We're all in a row. Yeah, it was so much fun. And then, yeah, just to see the level of like money. Like, first of all, I noticed they like, because, like, if you in these clubs, it's, like, a whole thing when they, like, bring a bottle out with the lights and the sign and the whole, like, thing. It gets so, so much fun.
Oh, my God. Yes. Every time they bring a bottle out or they bring anything, it's, like, a whole song and dance. It's so cool.
Yeah. I love it. And you're like, woo. So they brought out the first, those, like, I don't even know if I'm saying this right, but the Clase Azules, which are those, like, I don't know. I think they're, like, probably close to, like, $2,000 at the club per one of them.
Yeah, because it's a really expensive bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
Like, the bottle, like, it regularly retails for, like, $120-something dollars.
US.
So, $2,000 at the club for that bottle?
I think so, when I looked it up the next day. I don't know for sure, so, like, take whatever I say with a grain of salt, but that's what I thought it was when I looked it up the next day. So, I'm like, wow, cool. And just, like, also, like, I had never, this was just like such an experience for me. Like, I'd never had an experience like this. And like, just, it was just like very interesting.
It was.
So then they ordered those like Ace of Spades champagne, which were like $4,000 a pop or something. And I was like, holy shit. And they were passing around those bottles and I for sure had a sip of that. Like, why am I not going to have a sip of that?
Yeah. So they come out and the sign says round three and it's a big briefcase and it's like a beautiful big briefcase and they open it up and there's three gold bottles of champagne. That's what this was. That's what was the presentation of this.
Yeah.
And the guy, the groom is like opening up is like holding the briefcase and he's like taking pictures and like, you know, smiling next to it, like kissing the bottles.
And I think it's so expensive that stuff specifically because I think the bottles are solid gold. Like, that's what I read when I looked it up the next day. Because I don't know anything about this. Like, I've never, like, I have no idea.
I don't know. This is not my world.
Me neither. So I was just like looking it up the next day because I was just like so interested. I'm like, holy fucking shit. Like, I think so they had three of those bottles. And from what I seen on the bottle service, it was like $4,500 US each. So I was like, holy fuck. But then there was the time where the bottle service girl comes and brings these guys just a stack of cash and they start handing it out to all of us and they're like, just throw it in the air, like throw it at the groom, just throw it. And I'm like
in the movies.
Yeah. I'm like, abundance, baby. Fucking and the abundance.
The whole time. Oh, cause when we were at our original table too, there was like dollar bills like flying in the air at points. And I didn't know if it was real money. And like, same thing with this. The whole time I was like, is this real money? I just remember that was like my constant thought the whole time when we were with the dollar bills. Cause I was like, why would they do this? I'm like, wow, it's crazy. But it was real money. And yeah, they just gave it to us to just freaking
to just fucking throw it,
make it rain,
make it rain, to just make it rain. So like that was such an experience too, and it was like so much fun. I'm just like picking it up and like throwing it, and just like this, the club itself, it was pretty cool. Like there was that your spaceship thing,
yes,
that like
the UFO. It was like, so it was this giant, I don't know, it was like a fixture for like lights and like maybe some smoke was coming out of it at some points or something, but it literally looked like a UFO and it would move throughout the crowd. It was like right over the dance floor and it was attached to the ceiling, right? And it would move like back and forth and it would sometimes come down a little bit and it would go back up and it had all these lights and it literally looked like a UFO and it was the coolest thing ever. I loved it.
It was pretty cool. And they also would have like the big like psh, with the smoke and it would like the, all the go, steam, like, white.
The cold steam or whatever you want to call it. It felt like steam, smoke. Like a cold smoke, whatever. Yeah. Because I don't know. Some kind of water.
It did feel cold. It was like,
because it was refreshing. It was like a cold burst of, you know, they have these at clubs and shit. But they would do that, like, I don't know, I feel like that thing was going off, like, every 5 or 10 minutes, and it was the best. And then, because it would fill up the whole, you couldn't see anything
in front of
your eyes for, like, a few seconds, or 5 or 10 seconds, and it was so refreshing, and it was so cool, because it was, like, and then everyone's, you know, like, as it would come down, everyone's hair would be, like, flat, like, flying in the wind, and then, like, as it would clear, we'd be like,
whoa. Yeah, I feel like my dress, like, went, like, it kind of had a flap in the back, the way it had the slits on the side, and it would literally go, like, right up, like, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
like, people behind me for sure seen my ass. Like, it just went, like, every time.
Like, I was like, oh, fuck. Air. Yeah, it was, like, a wind.
Yeah, and there's, like, confetti falling, and, like, the money's coming down, and, like, the music is awesome, and, like, the vibes lights. Are good with the girls, the lights, the lasers, yes. The vibes are good with the boys. It was just, like, so much fun, and I just felt like it was, like, such good karma. Like, I felt, like, just of, like, didn't feel welcomed, kind of, like, got kicked out of our table. And I felt like it was just, like, such good karma that we, like, ended up in there and ended up having a good night. Because then even, like, again, like, my experience, but that server we had, she was serving those boys and she was, like, the vibe I was getting from her is she was, like, not happy us girls were in there. Like, she would not serve us. She would only give the boys attention, which is fine. I get it. They're the ones with the money. Yeah. But it was just, like, the vibe of it. Like, she just, like, I've never experienced that in the service industry ever before. And I think because, like, the night before, the busser boy and the bottle service girl we had were so, so sweet. Like, they were just so kind to us. They were so sweet to us, like, just so nice. And I just, like, the vibe from this girl, like, I know there was, like, one point where my friend or one of the guys at the table told one of my friends, pick up that bottle and pour it in my friend's mouth. And my friend went to do that. And the bottle service girl grabbed it from her and went and did it herself. So it was just like some, I don't know exactly what was going on there, but I just wasn't, she just didn't seem the friendliest to us girls. And I don't really know why, but it's just like when you're at a club and you're the customer, like it was just like an experience that I hadn't really had before. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But like with all of it, but I'm bringing that up because like with all of that said, I feel like it was like good karma that we ended up making not the best situation into a really good situation.
It ended up being so like amazing.
And we couldn't, and it couldn't have been better really. Cause we ended up getting in like, and it was all really, I think meant to happen because of how it worked out, because we ended up getting into like the best table, like view wise, we were in the best seat in the house, I think.
Mm-hmm. Free, I wasn't drinking at that point.
Me neither.
Free alcohol.
But at least our waters.
By the way,
the night before.
Oh, but water is so expensive at these clubs, by the way.
The night before, like, we got a 6-pack of water for us that were tiny waters. They were like only like this big. And it was over $100 US for a 6-pack of tiny waters.
Like, I'm still mentally processing that, but I
so we did need waters and some hydration, and we were able to get that with the boys. And then we were also just like how nice and cool they were, and how we just really got to like just be in their table and vibe and have such a good time. Like, I just feel like that was like such good karma for us. I was like so pumped about that.
It was it was awesome. It was such like, at that point, it was such an amazing night.
And I feel like that was kind of our Vegas experience.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get home till late that night and went to bed too. And I don't know, it's interesting because like, I think I do like to do these festivals or go to Vegas. And like, for me too, is like, if I want to do the Bachelorette, I want to do it right. Like I said, like, I don't want to just go clubbing because I don't generally just go club. But if I'm going to club, I want to go and make it like good in Vegas. It's interesting because I think there is even like a part of my brain that when I was there came up a little bit and like sometimes felt maybe a little bit guilty. Like, oh, maybe this isn't quote unquote spiritual enough, or this isn't like, you know, since like, and that's what our podcast is about. Like, we're just like debriefing this like fun time that we had. But I think I did sometimes have those moments of when like those like thoughts came up, or like, how will this look or how will this appear? But I thought it was also cool because I was able to like move through that and be like, I mean, we're all different. And we're also put on this earth to like live and like enjoy things. And like that whole second night we had with like those boys and throwing the money, I'm like, this is just like an experience. Like, this is just like a fun, cool experience. So why not just like completely embrace this and like just dance and have a good time and like party and whatever. And like, I think when it comes to these things, these are all like personal choices and personal awareness of knowing what our limits are and knowing what's serving us and knowing what is actually good for us and when, and like, you know what I mean? Like, this is like, that's all like a personal journey. But for me, I'm like, why not go just...
Sorry, continue. What were you going to say?
Well, just party and just, like go have fun and celebrate. Like, celebrate in style. Like, enjoy these pieces of life. Enjoy throwing money into the air and what that feels like. And enjoy staying up late and, like, dancing my ass off. And, like, because it feels good. And it's like, in leaving that trip, I also felt like my heart was so, so full, so open. I just like had so much fun. I felt like I could have kept going. And then, you know, come back to my little house on the mountain in my sweatpants and enjoy the rest of the summer, get ready for the wedding, and probably just, you know, rest for the next really, really long time. Like, I don't foresee clubbing in my future anytime soon, but I'm like, so happy that I did it, because it was so much fun with everyone that I had there. So much fun. Like, just such a blast.
It was so much fun. Yeah. Like, I loved all of your friends and your sister, and, like, I would just, like, jived with them really well. Like, yeah, I was going to say, I had that thought, too, or just in general of how, like, because you know how people, like, or... Yeah, like, obviously, like, a lot of people in the spiritual community, like, look down on drinking. I mean, like, yes, like, alcohol is a poison. Like, this is just a fact. But, like, and just, like, that whole, you know, like, people, like, they think that's so, like, oh, the dumbed down matrix of, like, partying. Yes. And it's like, oh, it's keeping you, just keeping you dumbed down and rinse, repeat, this whole cycle of, like, party, whatever, like, escapism, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I personally, like, I still like to, like, drink, like, at where I am right now, like, I still will, like, drink a little more on special occasions, and things like that, especially if it involves, like, a dance floor or something like that, or, like, especially weekend with my friends. So, like, I still will, but, like, yeah, I felt the exact same way, that it was just, like, it was just such a cool experience. So like I, like where I am, like I still, like I know there's a lot of people that like really pride themselves and like, oh, like I'm completely done with that life. And I, my mentality on where I am in my life right now, I'm like, I don't do it all the time, but I'm so down for like a weekend of it here and there. And like, that's how I feel. And like, I'm so down to just like, yeah, like I don't do this either. And, but I knew like, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to Vegas. I'm like, I will one for this weekend. I'm like, I am like this. I assume the identity of like, we're partying, like we're party people this weekend, staying out till like 6 a.m. I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
and I think
it was amazing.
Yeah, and like I think this is where it's too. It's like this is where like your intuition and your sense to tap into yourself is really important, because all of these, we all have our own personal journeys and stories and however that looks, right? So, for me, it's like, why not just embrace, like dip into the whatever this Sin City Vegas thing is and just experience this and just, you know, like dip into it and experience it. And like you said, assume the party girl for a weekend and just and just feel into that. I mean, and like, I mean, and again, this is where I said it's like our own personal journeys to like know our limits and our different things, but it's like, why, yeah, I don't know, why not just embrace that.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, and also like it was for me definitely like such an opportunity, like such a gift and a treat to just be like this weekend, because it's like, what do we do all the other time? Even if we're not doing anything, we just stress ourselves out and we shame ourselves that we're not doing the things that we're supposed to do. So of course it was like one of those things where I was like giving myself permission, but like really giving myself permission to, and then especially with the MDMA and how heart opening it was and how I was just like really feeling the love and just like feeling into that. And I was really just trying to like soak it in and just be present and just like enjoy, like, yeah, like I said, like I'm very much like I'm into partying and like I love, you know, there's like, there are plenty of people that are just like, no, like completely not into that, but like I'm still I'm like totally about that life. And so I love it, like every now and then. So I was just like, fuck yeah.
Well, I just think it's about balance, and it's just like we do have our own personal journeys in other ways, because like I in my lifetime, I never personally really had a crazy party girl phase. Like I definitely had moments when I was younger where I drank too much and like I shouldn't have done that. And I also think in our Western culture that that's like really normalized, and that's like pretty, like I think most people would relate to that. But I didn't need to have this whole thing where I went like crazy and nuts, and not that I needed to have that, but like I think I was able, as I got older, able to balance it really well, where it's like, actually I do want to go to Vegas for my bachelorette, I do want to party, I do want to go to the clubs and listen to the music and dance and see the lights and throw the money and twerk my ass and shake it and like do the whole fucking thing. So like, why not just really embrace that part of me who wants to do that and dance and blah, 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 and then balance it out with, you know, and then the rest of the time that's maybe not like what I'm doing, but like that balance, and then also just like embracing, that choice to, I guess, do that. I don't know. I feel like I wish I could articulate that a little bit better, but that's just kind of how it's coming out right now.
Oh, I think it makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, had a great time. So then, you left on Monday. You left on Monday morning. A lot of people left on Monday morning, but then Monday, me and two other girls had evening flights. So then on Monday, like me and these two other girls went to a pool with there was a DJ there too, at a hotel, at one of the hotels, the Flamingo. And is it Flamingo or is it the Flamingo? Do I sound stupid saying the Flamingo?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Flamingo. I don't think
whatever. Flamingo. And that was so cool too, because it was just like this,
I think, big the Flamingo. Had, like, I think that sounds right when you say it. Yeah. I think.
Sure. They had a big rock, like fake rock fixture with like a waterfall and everything in the pool. And the pool itself was a party. and like, you know, your people are dancing in the pool and you're drinking in the pool, and it was just also had like was really soaking in every moment that day too, and that was really fun. So yeah, like every minute was a party and it was great. I think it was much, it was like a needed like letting loose, because yeah, like I hadn't partied like that, like that,
yeah,
in a while. Like at my tenure college reunion, they had like a really fun big dance floor and an amazing band, and like we were all dancing like endlessly, and that was really fun. So like, you know, I love doing things like that, but this was just a completely different kind of like party experience.
Yeah, and that's what I think that's kind of what I meant earlier with this, or if it's festival going or whatever, like I don't think it's a bad thing for people to have these points in time where they kind of express themselves or they let loose in this way and have a lot of fun. But I think there's also a way to do that like responsibly. Like I think those things can go together. Like I think you can party and you can be responsible. So I think that's what this experience was, and
it was.
Yeah, and I think like it's very possible to do that, because I think, you know, partying or raves or whatever, those things can kind of get a bad rap. Yeah. But like I think if you do enjoy going out and dancing, like and dancing is very, very healing. Like you can do it at home by yourself and you can do it out at a club. Like dancing is really healing, and you're moving your body and you're doing so much when you're dancing. But like I do think that you can do these things
consciously.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But yeah, no, I'm glad we're saying this, because it's like, it is such a good point, like especially now in these days, and it's like when people get plenty of people get in their ego about it a bit, like, oh, like, yeah, why, you know, about partying or like clubs or festivals or whatever. But it's just like, you can do it consciously, and there's obviously like nothing wrong with having some fun. Like, why not? Fucking live a little. Loosen up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I had a blast. It was bachelorette of a lifetime. Couldn't ask for anything better. So I left feeling with a very full heart, feeling very grateful, and also very tired and coming into cancer season, and now it's just time to kind of just like rest and nourish my body and
definitely gear up for the wedding in a few months. So yeah, very excited for that and to see all the girlies again. I can't wait to see everyone again. I miss everyone already. I'm like, I want to be friends with your friends. We already are. I already consider them my friends.
Absolutely. But yeah, I feel the same. I miss everyone too.
Thank you for listening to our Vegas stories and these episodes. And I hope you enjoyed our fun tales. And you know what's cool about our podcast is that like,
we're diverse.
It's everything. It is very diverse, which is great, because it's like, you don't always need to be talking about deep shit. Like, I don't always need to be getting deep sciencey. We don't always need to be getting sad. We can just, it's all of the things.
It's all the things. Well, so, we're put on this earth to experience it, whatever that life journey, you know, looks like for us. So
we're multifaceted. So that I feel like is what the pod is a reflection of. Yeah, and I'm so glad that we like had this. I'm happy for us that we like had this fun time. And
me
that we
too. Memories that I've made to last me a lifetime of really, really good ones. Definitely. So.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening and tuning in for this, and make sure to follow me on Instagram at interdimensional.astrophysics. Follow the podcast at the Orphic Podcast. Leave a rating review and subscribe on YouTube.
Yep. Follow me at Mariposa Moonchild on Instagram, and please leave us a rating or review on YouTube or on Apple or Spotify or all of the above, because if you like our content, it really, really helps us grow and reach more people. So yeah, or share it. If you have a friend who would like this episode or any other episodes, please share it or share it on your social media and tag us. It really helps us out and we really appreciate it. And we really appreciate you all being here and listening.
Yes. All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.